he won't accept it. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Donald Trump's reaction exclusively to Fox News Digital on the Justice Department appointing a special counsel to oversee the Justice Department investigation into the presence of classified documents at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort and into the role Trump may have had in the January 6th riot. Trump's expected to make his statement later tonight. Attorney General Merrick Garland explains his reasoning.
Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, and the sitting president's stated intention to be a candidate as well, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
Jack Smith, the former federal prosecutor, will fill the role. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes sentenced to more than 11 years in prison after she was convicted of fraud earlier this year for scamming investors in her blood testing company.
The 38-year-old found guilty of 4 counts of wire fraud and conspiracy. Prosecutors asked for a 15-year prison term and millions in restitution. Her defense team asked for 18 months, followed by probation and community service. Holmes apologizing to the court, saying the company was her life's work. Her former boyfriend and Theranos business partner, Sonny Balwani, found guilty of 12 counts of conspiracy and fraud in July and is expected to be sentenced next month.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defending a recommendation of immunity for Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in civil cases involving the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, saying that decision came from the Justice Department.
Prime Minister bin Salman is immune from suit in the U.S., in U.S. courts, while he holds the office of Prime Minister.
Jean-Pierre says the ruling has nothing to do with the merits of the case. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Traces of explosives found at Baltic Sea pipeline.
Gross sabotage, the words from a Swedish prosecutor following the discovery by investigators concerning the parallel undersea pipelines Nord Stream 1 and 2 that run from Russia to Germany. They ruptured in September. The leaks occurring in international waters, but within the exclusive economic zones of Denmark and Sweden. In a statement from the Swedish Prosecution Authority, it states, analysis carried out shows traces of explosives on several of the foreign objects that were found at the site. Nord Stream 1 carried Russian gas to Germany until Moscow cut off supplies at the end of August. Investigators have not given indications of whom they think might be responsible. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Environmental and racial justice groups are suing the Department of Transportation and Secretary Pete Buttigieg, seeking to halt a Gulf Coast road project that the group says will harm the environment near historically black neighborhoods in North Gulfport, Mississippi. The lawsuit argues the DOT violated the National Environmental Policy Act. The plaintiffs oppose the DOT's interconnecting Gulfport project, which would be build a road in a wetland area next to the title US 49 and I-10 interchange. Tim Allen gives an update on the health of Jay Leno after Leno was burned when one of his vintage cars burst into flames.
Allen told TMZ that the comedian is in good spirits. Leno has undergone skin graft surgery and is now recovering in a specialist burn unit in Los Angeles. Allen said that while visiting him, they did some jokes, which is what we do. We commiserated. Allen went on to joke Jay's face won't be disfigured after the accident, but will come out of the hospital looking like actor George Clooney, adding he's handsome and happy, and the hospital's doing a great job taking care of him.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Taylor Swift saying she's angry and frustrated after fans were shut out of tickets during a verified pre-sale this week. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.